this is not his camera.
What? It is. He says this is working my computer. Oh, you want to take it off?
No, he's not watching.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. So let's take up the question of Kesed. Right. So what does Rashi say? The Kamahu Yofa, he says Sherehiziko. The Sido Momon Ze. Shemayanitra Fayamofa Atmo Evidivri. Yeah. So what does that mean? That what's Sheharei? Sheharei Hiziko. You see the moment of death. That was. Sheharei Hiziko, you see the moment of death. What's Sheharei what? Sheharei what? That's why this is the evaluation. What are you doing?
So, what? Evaluations in response. What the opinion is in response to.
Right. So, she'emoy enitra for your boca atro, whatever. That's why what? So the question is, whatever is he being evaluated by? This is the question that is raised. Correct? So plain shot is that Rashi is saying you value him like an evidentiary. That's what they tell me. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's the way it's understood. Not by small people. But what does the Rush say? The Rush says Roa no so kilu eved kinani nimkar b'shor. Who nimkar li'olam? What is that? What does that mean? What's the Rush saying?
There's no difference between selling an evidentiary and evidentiary in terms of value besides the time that you can sell them for, right?
Although the evidentiary ain lo shuma li mocher li olam v'hafzivo b'shuma azos. That was the Bach change a little bit. Ain lo shumas evidentiary li mocher li olam. There is no shumas evidentiary to be sold forever. Right? So what's he explaining over here? He's explaining why it's Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, and not Eved Ivri. And what's his explanation?
Because he's trying to find out how much his arm is worth for the rest of his life. And there's no way to do that by selling it as an Eved Ivri.
Because there is no Shuma Li'olam, of an Eved Ivri. There is no Shuma Li'olam of an Eved Ivri. Ro'ono so kilu Eved Nikar. So he's, the Rush is inserting one word. That's all he's doing, right? He's taking the Mishnah, and he's inserting one word. He's being Magia over here. Right? Rowan Oso Kiiluhu Eved Hinani Nim Karbashur.
The old one.
What?
The old one.
No.
Doesn't he also have to add that in?
No.
Can only take care of
that. Right, every time he takes care of that. He's making a gloss over here on the Mishnah, right? He's inserting that word. Yeah. Kilu Eved Kinani Nim Kabashov. Right. Okay. So he says, why? Because that's the only mechira of the olam. Can't be an eved ivri in nimka b'shuk. There is no permanent. There is no. What did you say? There's no absolute shuma of the arm by an eved ivri. An eved ivri is just a 6-year. Is limited, at least by yodel. Certainly limited by yodel. Right. So he's just arguing based on what? What's interesting about the Rush is it's not like an intrinsic argument that how could you consider this guy an Eved? It's just a question of he's looking for a Shuma, he's looking for one Shuma that reaches the end of this guy's life. Right? He doesn't care that this guy can or can't be sold as an Eved. Right? It's not important. The question is, it has to be an Eved Kanani because it's one Shuma. Has to be one shuma that corresponds to the permanent loss of the limbs, or it has to be an absolute permanent shuma, right? Go ahead, go a little further. But he's saying, but there just is no shuma of an eved ivri that is liola. Go ahead. Who's reading? Me. Sharei haya yochol limkoras atzmo l'sheish ulacha shiyot shiyetzei b'sheish limkoras atzmo b'sheinus. So what is he saying now? What's sharei? Sharei what?
Is he trying to explain why you couldn't come up with like it's true that you can't sell an eved ivri forever. Is he trying to say why you can't evaluate him in terms of eved
ivri? What is he saying? He's saying that you can't do an Eved Kanani, you have to do an Eved Kanani because an Eved Kanani is Li'olam. But an Eved Ivri is not Li'olam. And now he's proving why it's not Li'olam. But Shari Yochol is.
He's not proving why it's not Li'olam. He's
saying like the only other way you could do it.
Right, it seems to be. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure. So you could learn it like this. Sharei is now he's trying to explain how it makes sense. How does the Shuma of an Eved Kanani make sense? You know what I mean? He's proving it has to be an Eved Kanani because it's one Shuma. And the only Shuma that's one Shuma that's permanent is the Shuma of an Eved Kanani. But says there is no Shuma of an Eved Ivri that's going to cover his whole life. But why are you looking for this kind of a Shuma? Why are you looking for this kind of a Shuma at all? Because in fact, practically speaking, he could keep selling himself over and over again for every 6 years. Right? Could keep selling himself. That's the Sheharei. Why is this the proper? Why is it the proper Shuma? He's talking about why the Shuma of the Ekanami corresponds to this guy, even though he's not Ekanami, because he still could sell himself on a rotating basis. In other words, there is a permanent loss. There is a permanent loss of momentous to this guy. Now you need a permanent Shuma. You need a permanent Shuma. The only permanent Shuma is Eved Kanani. Yeah. See, I don't think the Pilpul or Charifta interprets it that way. I think he interprets it more like your way. He's saying, he interprets it that way, that's it's a continuation. That the Rush continues with the Shuma, with the idea of the Shuma Lahakel. That if you would evaluate, and the Rekiv Eger also on the Mishnah seems to interpret it that way too. That if you would evaluate him like an Eved Ivri, you have to evaluate him in 6-year stints. And everybody knows that's going to be more expensive than one sale. Right.
That makes sense because he said something about the Hafsid right before.
Ein lo shuma lihimocha liolav lahafsid lo b'shuma azos. Right. I mean, why is he lahasid? That would be a...
I thought he was talking about the fact that we're always trying to go Shuma Lahaka.
That's the way the Pilpula Charifta Nervi says. See the Pilpula Charifta? He says, the Mikavan Shem Mashi Ziko, Ari Liola Magiello, Hezek, Lakach Shamalo, Kevi Kanani, Shinim Kaliola, Venim Tesha Hezek, Amagiello, Nishom, Mashi Magiello, Arolam. You have to get a permanent evaluation. Of the roads in Washam Lokev and Ivri, Moshe Nirin, Divrei Rashi. He's one of the people that interprets Rashi that way. Srichin Loshim Lokedeok Shevet Ivri Nimkar. Behind the Lisheshesh, you have to figure out how long the guy's going to live. Right? Actuarially, we'll figure out how long he's going to live. I mean, anyone who's buying an Evid has to make that back of the envelope calculation. So, you're going to do it anyway. So, you figure out how long you think he's going to live. And then you divide it by six, and you figure out how much each. It can be a little complicated, but surely it's worth less in his last 6 years than his first 6 years. But the market will take care of that. Okay. So, but he says, but if you would do that, Hayitzvichim Loshim Kilodim Galiolim Ulahafsid Lenizak Vishuma, then it would be Mafsid Lenizak in the Shuma. Come on, me beer b'stei acher. There's that ain't no klal b'shumas eved ivri. She eved ivri yano nimkar liolam. Yeah.
The mafsid benizak or the mazik?
It should be the mazik, right?
Yeah.
V'diver v'yano b'shumas roshim kach, k'ilu hu eved kenani. Right? So he's trying to tie it in. He's trying to tie in the concept of Shuma Lahakel with this idea. Of like it's like the rush is floating this possibility and knocking it down because it would not be Shumalakyo. Yeah, but I don't think that's what the rush is saying. Because when he introduces Shumalakyo, that's a different thing. First of all, there's something the whole there's a lot of problems. The period should not be over there. First of all, right? It should say Chaim Kol Yoma. Period. Now, what's Rowan Kama Hu Yofa Vakama Hay Yofa? That's going back to the Mishnah. That's the point that I was trying to make before. That the Rush is dicing, he's parsing the Mishnah, right? So he goes, B'nezek Ketzad, right? Sima saying the Kitas Yodo, Jevad Raglo, Rowan, Oso, Kilu, Eved, and then he inserts the word Kanani Nimka Bashok. Right? Now he comes back to the question of what? Vishomen, and then he gives an explanation over there. Now he gives an explanation of Kama Hoy Yofa and Kama Hu Yofa. Right? Pirish. Eved and Nimka Bashok, Kama Hoy Yofa, Ima Eva, Kama Hu Yofa. Evident in God below Oso Eber. Vishuma Zu Lahakel. That's the din of Shuma Lahakel. As opposed to saying, the Gemara earlier says, you don't say how much is this arm worth to you. You evaluate the guy before the injury and the guy after the injury. That's from Ubir B'Steacher. That's the Shuma Lahakel from Ubir B'Steacher. Beer v'steyacher means that when the animal eats one row out of a whole field, you don't evaluate the market price of the row. You say what was the field worth before he ate the roe, and what's the field worth after he ate the roe. That's a bi'ur b'steyachir. That's a shumah lahakil. That's a deras hakasuv. That you look at the field as the chefs of hezek. You look at the field as the chefs. You don't look at the roe he ate as the chefs. Right. So the Rush is saying so too over here. We don't look at the arm. We look at the gavra, and we say the gavra before and the gavra after. That's a shumah lahakil, right? So I don't think shumah lahakil has to do with the. Doesn't go back on the original Eved Ivri Eved Kanani question. Shumah lahakil is on the second part. So the Eved Ivri Eved Kanani is just a matter of the Eved Kanani is because it's a shumah liolam, and the reason why we evaluate him like an Eved at all is because bottom line, his guf had a monetary value. How do you know his guf had a monetary value? Because he could have sold himself. In that sense, I don't see why you have to learn Rashi any different. Rashi never says that you evaluate him like an Eved inevitably. He says, because, why do we evaluate him like an Eved? Because his guf did have a monetary value. Right? And if you look at the Rabbeinu Yohanan, he puts them together. Right? Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yohanan. The Meiri also, by the way, is similar to Rabbeinu Yohanan. What does he have over there?
What is it?
Sheet of the Kvazah. Oh, that's the sheet of the Kvazah I gave
you.
Can
I get it?
You know by heart? Go ahead. Right. In other words, the question was Nezek, Benezek, Ketzad. Benezek, Ketzad. Right? He learns Ketzad as a question.
I was wondering what he was saying, Meishi, like what that.
Yes. Like, how could you possibly evaluate Nezek? How could you do it?
We were like Ketzad.
Well, does it say Ketzad like other things?
It
doesn't
just like
Ketzad
talking about
family.
It's like,
but it doesn't say Rikoy Ketzad, Sheves Ketzad, Boshes Ketzad. Good.
Right. So right. Kolmar Hayaf knew from the Shire Path. Not Yizikah from Shiva Raglo.
How could you possibly make a shumah? Go ahead.
So in omdin also become a nefas kato atzma. Kedim saat machvish and samazik shelo hayalosa b'zera kachron.
So if you go to the guy and you say to him, how much would you take to let somebody chop your arm off? Right. Nobody would take any. There's no amount of money a person would take for something like that. Right. There's just no shumah. That's what we call invaluable. There's no value you can assign to something like that. Right? Yeah, go ahead.
Mishi, ruin also to Eved Nafri, Shibu Nim Pabashah, Lavod also the Mashi Yishbo Bapapas Amanas. Kama Haya Yafi Kodam Shnechbo?
Right.
Kama Huyafi Akshav.
So you evaluate him how? Eved Kanani?
Eved
Kanani?
Yeah, Eved Nafri.
Eved Nafri, go ahead.
Shibu Nim Pabashah, Lavod also Kipi Mashi Yishbo Nechakmas Ha'imunas.
Right. However skilled he is.
Right. Come higher, Yafa Kodim Shnechol, but come up who Yafa Abshav. You see the mama on Zeh. Shim Hayat Nitzrach, Hayat Mocher Asmok Evet Ivri. You want the Amar Domain Einar Shal Nizak.
This is all according to the side of those. The Shuma goes according to the Nizak's value, not the Mazik's value. This is the last sheet of the Rabbi Eliezer holds, you evaluate the Mazik. So if you evaluate him, then the Mazik can't say, because he could have sold himself, that you deprived him of this amount of money. That logic of depriving him, of having deprived him of a certain amount of money because he could have sold him, that's only if you go to Medina. Right? Okay. So what's the idea over here? What's the idea over here? What's going on? What is this whole Shuma? What is this whole Shuma?
You're just
saying it how you say the Pita? But the question is, what are you paying for over here? Are you paying for Hefzid Mamon? I mean, what are you really paying for? Isn't what we saying the whole time before you're paying as an onesh? Right? See, that's really the Shita Mikubetz's question. Saying it really should be. Because how do you do the other things? How do you do tsar?
You ask them how much it was with them.
No. How much what? Well,
how much you would have charged to have this undone?
That's right. Because the case of tsar in the Mishnah is tsar shalom mochon. Right. It's not a case of Tzar B'Makom Nezek. So you just ask the guy, how much would you take to get this, to get the, this pain? Right? How much would you get to take to get this pain?
Yeah.
So why does that make sense? Why does any of this stuff make sense? Why does that make sense? Well, let me ask you guys, can we divide the payments of the Mishnah into categories? Now, if I ask you the categories, the payments of the Mishnah, could you do it? What would you come up with? Of course you could do it. What would you come up with? Three. Alright, so Shevis and Repoy is easy, right? That's the actual, like Ramses, the outlay of money or the actual loss of mamonos. You could say, if you want to rely on the Ram, you could say that's the actual loss of mamonos. Question though is, but what about Nezek? What's the Nezek payment? That's the question. And that's really the question. What's the Nezek payment? What's the Nezek payment? So what I was trying to say in the review is that the Nezek really is the Maisa HaKoh itself. Right? That's the Maisa HaKoh itself. So I say there's three things. There's the Maisa HaKoh itself, right? But the Maisa HaKoh is defined by its object. If it severs the arm, then that's part of the Maisa HaKoh itself. If it just breaks the skin, that's part of that Maisa HaKoh. Right? Different magnitudes of HaKoh. Correct?
Yeah.
That's the Maisa HaKoh itself, is one category, it would seem. The effects of the Maisa HaKoh is the Shevis and the Repoy, it would seem. Correct? And what's that third category? It seems to be the third category is the experience of the HaKoh. Right, Sarambosius, the experience of that God. So you ask the guy, to experience this, what would you take? You understand? We have to find it, we have to translate it, it's Onsho B'Mamono. So we have to translate the thing into a Momonous scheme. But what we're translating is the experience, right? How much would you take to experience the thing?
Even though you can have
bushes
later on.
Okay. You mean that Rav, the Rav thing over there?
Yeah.
With the Ramah? Yeah. Maybe bushes is the fourth category.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll have to think. Maybe. But we're just still raising questions.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why he's saying Ketzad. That's why the Neshitim verse says Ketzad by the Nezek. Because you really should, you should do the same thing by... You should do the same thing by Nezek. You should say, just like by Tzar, you should say, how much would you take to undergo this HaKoh? Right? She says, but that's immeasurable. There's no value associated with that. So therefore, sounds like he's saying, therefore you have to translate it into a different way. You have to translate the Shuma has to be translated from what you would normally think it would be. Right? You would think it's the HaKoh itself. But now you should ask the guy, how much would you take to have this HaKoh done to you? But that can't be. There can't be a Shuma like that in the Torah. So you're going to have to say, you're going to have to shift it to this other Eved way. We have to think about this, how you define this other way, though. So that's why you say you have to look at the Shuma of the Maisa HaKoh as if it were a Maisa HaZeh. In other words, if I go to your property and I smash your kli, right? So that is a Maisa, that itself is a Maisa of Hefsed Mamon. Right? That itself is a Maisa of Hefsed Mamon. The Hefsed Mamon, when I smash your kli, is not an effect of the Maisa. It is part of the Maisa. Why? Because I acted on your Mamon. Right? It's like taking away your Mamon. Right? That's part of the Maisa itself. But by the Adam, that's not really essentially what the Maisa is. Essentially, the Maisa is against the Gavra. Correct? So, but if you would view it that way in terms of Shuma, there'd be no Shuma that's available. So therefore, we have to translate it into like a Hefsid Mamon, like a Maisa of Hefsid Mamon. You understand? It's the only way we can correlate Mamonis to the Maisa. You understand? That's why we have to do it that way. Sha'arei Hiziko v'Hefsido Mamon Zeh. That's why we, how do we do the Shuma? Because part of what he did is, it's part of the Hakah also is Shehiziko v'Hefsido Mamon Zeh. Rashi's trying to explain why does this make any sense? He really is a Rasha and it's an Onesh for the Maisa Hakah. Right? But you can also say, but contained in that is this element of Hiziko v'Hefsido Mamon Zeh. That's an element of it. It's not essentially what he did, right? But the Shuma will go according to that element, right? And now we have to show you how an arm can also be viewed like an entity of mumminess, like a cow. Showing you the translation. That's what they're doing. But the question is like this. The question is like this. Ariel, you want to ask your question now, or you want to wait?
Can you go over what you want to
wait? What?
I still don't understand what you're saying.
At all?
I understand the words. What are you coming to try to explain?
Right? It's a very nice... That's the Rabbeinu Yohanan and the Shita and the Meiri also is saying, Ketzad is the transition. Ketzad is saying, how could we pay it like it really should be paid? We can't. Rowan is a substitute.
Why is this a fair transition?
Why is it fair?
Why is it the barometer of the Hakah?
It's a good question. I mean, either it's not, but it's the best we can do. Right? You can't compensate. Like I said, even if I break your kli, could have been your favorite kli given to you from a very special friend and this and that. But if it's worth 5 cents, you get 5 cents. I mean, you suffered. You suffered immeasurably. That's the problem. It was immeasurable suffering. You should have suffered measurably. You would have better off. We're really what the Torah tells you is take the closest component of the Hakah, which is the Hakah as a Maisa Hezek, not the Hakah as a Maisa Gavra. Okay. Now, but the question though is, what are you paying for exactly? What are you really paying for? What are you paying for? Let me put it this way. See, I think the question is like this. Still, how do you bridge the gap? The guy is losing money as an Eved Ivri, and he's getting paid as an Eved Kanani. Right? Still not commensurate. So if you're going to learn Pshat as Eved Ivri, so you're saying that what? You're saying what we do is we look at your arm as a cash engine. Generate money. Implement to generate money. And we see how much money, how much less money you're generating now. Right? Yeah. We see how much less money you're generating now. So then you have to work it out as inevitably. You have to work it out as inevitably. Yeah. By the way, the Shuma Lahakel can't be overstated. It should not be overstated. Right? I don't know why they don't show you where that Gemara is of Shuma Lahakel. It took me a while to find it. But the Gemara over there says, what do you mean? What do you mean we want to be nice to the Mazik? He deserves it. He should pay it. Right? It's not a din that we're nice to the Mazik. That's not the din. The din is that there's a Gera Sekasiv from Ubir Mesteacher that we view the Chefza and that we view the object in its entirety as being acted upon. Right? So to say that we do Eved Kenani versus Eved Ivri because when you want Shuma Lahakel, that's a totally inappropriate limud. There's no source for that. All you learn, you don't learn a klal that were mako, that were nice to mazikim from ubir v'steyacher. You learn a din. I think it's on Memfest. You learn a din that you view the sada as the heft that was damaged, not the row.
You're saying against the purple person?
Yes. Because the Gemara over there says that if a woman and the her vlad die, you don't view the woman and the vlad separately, right? You view the woman what she would have been worth, or if the vlad dies, you don't view the vlad separately. You view the woman, what would she be worth with the vlad, and what would she be worth without the vlad? You don't view the vlad, right? By an oma or something, so a shivka. Right, you don't view the vlad because of shuma lahakel, because of bi'er v'steyacher. Right, so the Gemara says, the Tosa says that was only a question over there because they're two gufim. So you might say that since they're two gufim, you have to view the vlad separately. The chiddush is kamash malan, that's like a sada, it's like one entity.
Where's Tosa?
Where is it? I think it's on Zion Memfes. Hold on. Yeah, Mem Hazayin. Where is the Mem Hazayin about? Ein Shomin Lepar Vifnei Atzma Ulevlad Vifnei Atzma. I was talking about Parah, sorry. El Shomin Levlad Agav Parah. You view the whole entity. Shiamata Omer Kain Himtata Machish of a Mazik. Right?
Which was it?
Medina, no?
Oh, okay.
V'chein atem motzi b'kotei yad avda shachavero v'chein atem motzi b'mazik sedei soda shachavero om lor v'achaberi d'rov lor v'ashi v'dinu l'chish mazik. What do you mean? If that's the din, then you should suffer. What do you mean we don't want the mazik to suffer? If that's the din, then that's what he should get. So Satosis explains that that the havamina was that the par is different, right? Yeah, it says the Amar Lei Par Ma'avata is Ziktach Par Ma'avata Shaymon Aloch. Says no, you damaged the pregnant cow. You didn't damage the vlad. Like the aruga. You didn't damage the row. You damaged the field. Okay, but this has nothing to do with the general principle of being. On the contrary, the Gemara says if the mazik deserves it, make him pay. No general rule of being lenient to mazikim. It's that is included in machish means it's going to be more than he deserves. That's what machish means. Machish doesn't mean it's going to be hard on him. Right? So if he deserves it, he deserves it. That's the Gemara says. So this is only a din that you don't view a component on its own. You view it as a component. Well, what would that have to do with whether a guy deserves it? If I cause you the loss of an Evan Ivory, then that's what you should pay. You don't say you can't pay. Can't pay the loss of Evan Ivory, even that's what you really damaged him, because that would be too burdensome on the mazik. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Idina Likish. If that's what he deserves, that's what he should pay. Right? So I don't think you can combine those two things together. The first, when he's talking about Shehare, he's just explaining why there is a monetary value associated with the arm. Don't say the arm is also not possible to be translated into mumminess. Just like the act can't be translated into mumminess. No, the arm could be translated into mumminess. Why? Because it does have a monetary value. Okay? But the question is, what are you paying for now? What are you paying for? The arm. You're not paying for the loss of work. You're not paying for the loss of work. You're paying for the arm. That demands a shuma of an arm as a cheftza. Where is the only place that we can evaluate an arm as a cheftza? Evi Kanani. You understand? That's why it has to be an Evi Kanani. I know there's still a tiny gap, but we go over fast enough. You know what I'm trying to say over here? I'm trying to say over here is that you're not paying for the loss of work. Not what you're paying for. That's like an extended Shevis. You're not paying an extended Shevis.
You're paying for the chefza of his arm. Just like if you broke his kad, you'd pay for his kad. You wouldn't pay for all the lost work, all the loss that he would suffer from not being able to rent the kad. You're paying for the kad. The kad is the market value. Right? Here, once you prove that there is a monetary element to the arm, right, that makes it roy to view it as a cheftza, to be evaluated. But like the Rush says, there's only one place to evaluate body parts. That's on the Eved Kanani market. So since the Mazik did this, and now now the Torah is telling you it requires a Shuma of the Cheftza, and that's appropriate because it is associated with a monetary loss. The only thing is, there's only one Shuma of a Cheftza. Eved Kanani. That's the only way you can do it. If you would do like the Eved Ivri of selling him and selling him and selling him, that would be like the actual loss of work that he suffered. But you're not paying for the actual loss of work. You're paying for this pound of flesh and blood and bones. Right, I can get through a Shylock well. It's the whole thing. So that's why it has to be an Eved Kanani, because that's the only arms market. That's the only market that you have for an arm. He doesn't really have it. That's a good question.
What's the Russian?
This Jew doesn't really have that chefza. But he does. He has an arm. That's what I'm trying to say. He has an arm.
No, but you only need to say that.
Now, what's the value of an arm? There's only one place to go to find the value of an arm. It's Nebuchadnezzar.
The way you're saying is that you have
to go to the place. Correct.
Right.
Right. In other words, right. It defines the value of the arm. True. A Jew can't be sold as an Eved Li'olam, but the Shuma of an Eved Li'olam tells you what the value of an arm is in an absolute sense. It's not really, in other words, it's not really his loss of mumminess, but it is, in other words, it's the hakah translated through a mumminess way, right? So we say the hakah made him lose this heftza, but we can't view it in terms of the maisa hakah, so we have to view it in terms of the heftza that the hakah affected. But as a monetary element, Eved Kanani is the only way to define what the Cheftza is in a monetary sense. But it's not really... But why does it mean Sha'ar She'im and Sha'arei? Why is there the She'im and the Sha'arei? It has to be that it caused him a monetary harm, though.
Right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to use this whole Shuma at all.
It's the difference between Mechayev and the Shuma, right?
Go ahead.
You have to separate them out.
The Mechayev is what? The Mechayev is the Hakah.
No, I'm saying
the Mechayev
is the Hakah of being
Kofi Sama. The Mechayev, now you're paying for Hezek of Damim.
Right.
Right? But there's Damim also to me.
Right.
Right? There's Damim to me that I could use my arm for myself. I don't pay myself, but basically I'm using my arm for myself too. That has a Damim value. The only way to evaluate that Damim value is an Eved Kanani. In other words, selling myself as an Eved, though, is what? No, why don't you say it's real dumb? It's real dumb. He could sell himself every 6 years.
Right.
It's real dumb. Not just to himself. It's real dumb. He could sell himself every 6 years. But the only thing is, that... So you see that even a Jew has an arm of dumb, because he can sell himself every 6 years. But how do you evaluate what an arm of dumb is?
Right.
The fact that I can sell myself every 6 years shows that it is an arm of dumb. But what's the market price of an arm for dumb? Eved Kanani. Not the value I could get from my arm.
That'd be shevis, right?
That would be like an extended shevis. It's the monetary value of the arm.
I mean, just a crazy hypothetical.
Go ahead.
Let's hypothetically let's see.
See, and I think that helps to understand what Rashi means in the Chumash, and later on when he says, "Why do you pay tzar b'makom nezek?" Right? He says, "You already bought his arm. You already bought his arm. You can take it any way you want." If it's just a din, you have to compensate him for all of his lost work. What does the tzar? What does that have to do with the? You wouldn't say since I already paid him for all the loss of his arm, I now get to chop it off any way I want. But we view it as a kinyan on that chetza. We term. He's saying that the shuma of nezek requires us to to view the arm just like a chetza that I completely acquired. So now you might say that the shum of nezek is contrary to a shum of tzar. Right? Whatever, we're not into that sugya now. But I'm saying if it's just that the guy could keep selling himself every 6 years, that has nothing to do with being kona his arm. He's not kona the arm of an eved ivri. His guf is not kona lo. Am I making a bad
No, that's
yeah. So you see, Rashi does seem to... He is viewing it like an eved kenani. Otherwise, why would he say you paid for it and you bought it? Well, now you have a right to take it any way you want. That's only if you're really, really turning it into a one-time sale of a permanent thing.
He's
valuating like that guy. The only reason why he's doing it, though, is because since he could sell himself as an eved ivri forever, his arm could be viewed in the sense of a monetary chefta too. But the only monetary chefta of permanent value is an eved kenani.
He's like a metamorphosis.
Because the eved ivri element is showing you why it's rational to view the arm in this framework. But there's only one shuma of an arm as a permanent chefza of mamonis, and that's an eved kenani, so you have no choice.
Why,